What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that blew up the building because you made a phone call. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, amigo.
So, as you may have recognised from that little ditty of an intro there, we're talking...
Oh, can't say that anymore, can you?
Ditty? I didn't say ditty.
All right.
Now I did. Now you got me.
Now you're part of the problem.
Now they're coming for me.
Yeah, you'll be on those tapes soon enough.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we should really talk about our main feed, but you know.
But like, as well, all the stuff of like Usher's deleted his ex, Pink has deleted his ex, all the shit about Bieber like being abused and like.
There's like all these videos of like him like trying to like touch people, like hold their hands. Mike Tyson.
Yeah, like, yeah. Fucking Tyson you're doing it with.
But like the day after he was caught by the feds, there was a list of people who resigned. And it's like heads of universities, all this, like Fortune 500 companies, they've all like stepped down because they know. Well, it's common.
Patting Bieber down for a wire, you see that clip and all this sort of
mad
stuff. It's like, Jesus. I mean, so essentially what he did was, I know it's not what we're talking about here, but essentially what he did was...
We don't got time for this, Andy.
Essentially what he did was, Terry, is that he would film you up to all sorts of lewd acts and then hold that over you as a power trip, you know, like, well, I got the videotape.
I'm actually reading a book.
Bonehead play.
A novel.
Yeah.
And
excuse me.
I know, right? And it's actually the end of the book is kind of turning into this, where it's like they're investigating. It's like the reason behind it is this guy would, you know, have
get
underage. It's kind of like one of the characters in it is kind of like a Dan Schneider, you know, like
into feet
showrunner. That's mentioned in it, but like
a
showrunner of like kids networks, and then it's like they would have these parties where all the teen actors are at the pool, but then inside the house is where his friends are.
They're all fucking
out of
it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, of course it is. Like, you know, they don't write this stuff out of thin air. Yeah. Anyway, that little ditty that I was talking about.
Well, you've got to talk about it again now.
Was in relation to the fact that we're covering 1998's Enemy of the State as part of our Tony Scott miniseries. And the care to take a stab at the budget for this movie?
Can you remind me what was last one we did with
Crimson Tide?
Crimson Tide was what?
$53 million budget. And that was just in a submarine.
I'll say $40 million for this.
You think this is lower budget than Crimson Tide?
Yeah. I mean,
this is a big production, Andy.
How did Crimson Tide cost $53 million? Like, based on what?
Exactly. So this is obviously going to cost more.
Yeah, but I still think it's the 90s. 40 is my answer. It's wrong.
$90 million.
$90 million.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Opening weekend.
Marvel
I'm
shit.
Trying to help you. No, Marvel shit.
You were
like
trying to help me.
$200 million. Like.
Wow. Opening
big
weekend.
Blockbuster movie.
Well, they didn't make that back. Opening weekend.
No. But movies have more.
$35 million.
$20 million. Domestic total.
$152 million.
$111 million. Worldwide.
$238 million.
$250 million.
Ah, you're kidding me.
Rotten Tomatoes. Critics.
Oh, my mother's calling me. I have to call her.
Try to be a bit professional, mate.
Critics, I would say 74.
71.
Hey, all right.
Audience?
78.
Bang on. You should actually get
what's
like,
up now? Excuse me.
What's up now?
With the bomb in front of me.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so 2 out of 6. Maybe we should bring something in where if you hit it dead on, you get...
What do we get?
Extra points or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 points should be a dead on hit. And 1 point should be within five.
Yes, I mean, that's what 1 point is within five.
Yeah, but I should get 5 if I'm dead on.
So you tell, well, we'll bring this in next time, all right? Okay, we'll work it out.
We'll think about it.
Want some interesting facts?
Please.
Dave Marconi, who's the credited screenwriter on this film, spent 2.5 years developing a script with Don Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer as producers.
No.
And it was originally going to be Oliver Stone directing.
Ooh.
But Bruckheimer opted to go with Tony Scott, his old buddy, who has done...
I have noticed his name all over.
The only one he didn't do was True Romance, I think,
wow,
that we've covered. And he's done more with them, like Days of Thunder is Bruckheimer and stuff like that. So yeah, he went with Tony Scott.
Okay.
To direct it due to their long-standing relationship. One of the reasons why is Gene Hackman had turned the role down several times. Tony Scott was the one that was able to convince him.
I like the work I did with you on Crimson Tide.
Is that Gene Hackman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right? So I said I'll work with him on this piece of shit. Yeah, something like that.
No.
So, okay.
Now shut the fuck up. That's Hackman.
I think I was probably closer.
But yeah, right.
He says that in the movie, yeah, but...
But it's the delivery of it. They're fueling their missiles.
They're fueling their missiles.
No!
I fucking got it.
No way.
We don't have time to fuck around.
No!
I'm nailing it.
You're
dude.
Not! I'm telling you,
You didn't give it to me for the Tony Soprano impression last week.
I did give it to you.
Not as much as you should have.
I did give all it right. to you. You gotta give me more then. Give me another Tony Soprano right now.
I've gotta take weeks to practice another sentence. Is that gonna ruin it?
I can't do another sentence.
I'm up on the deal. No, I gotta retire.
Exactly.
All right.
Mel Gibson and Tom Cruise were in consideration for the Will Smith role. However, Smith signed on as soon as he heard that Hackman was going to be involved because wow.
How did he rope Hackman back in? Oh, because Tony Scott.
Okay, yeah. Tony Scott got him in. So he wanted to work with Hackman so much so that he took a reduced salary. So you're thinking, ooh, 90 million. Oh, that's a lot of money. 10 of that went to Will Smith. He was willing to take a pay cut to be in this movie, which is good. The film is notable for its supporting cast, which included a remarkable amount of actors about to break out. Casting director Victoria Thomas credited this with people's interest in working with Hackman. It's almost like he's one of the greatest actors of all time and everybody wants to take this chance to work with him as he's winding down his career.
Wow, really though?
Yes.
What am I missing? What am I actually missing?
I can't tell you. You know?
There's a disconnect there. Mm-hmm. They're like, he's good. He's fine. But I'm not like, fucking Hackman killed it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would... I'll save it.
The NSA refused to cooperate with filming. Surprisingly.
Wonder why.
So much so that the footage of their headquarters had to be shot from public airspace. And one last tidbit for you. The portable game system that Dean's son uses, Will Smith, that is son, in which the disc won't work, was the NEC Turbo Express.
Yes.
Short-lived. Yeah, well, it came and went. It was a Game Boy competitor, albeit with the ability to play TurboGrafx 16 games on a color screen. By the time the film premiered, it had faded into relative obscurity, making it the perfect piece of tech for the movie.
Wow. It's almost like they knew it was going to tank.
I mean, this movie is prescient in more ways than one.
Well, this is it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Andy, let me know what you thought of the movie.
Do you know, I will say it was very ahead of its time with the whole government and, you know, the Patriot Act, which turned out to be after 9/11.
Yeah, it comes in 3 years after this movie.
Yeah, so it was quite forward thinking. Do you know, it just, I'm not going to do the I liked it, I loved the thing. It didn't scratch me where I itched.
Really?
I thought, it's too long, first of all. This sort of movie has no business being 2 hours, 12 minutes.
It's an action movie.
90 minutes, 95 minutes.
90, oh.
Tops.
What are you talking about?
There was portions of it where I'm like, all right, this is,
when were you
this
bored?
Is too long. Around the middle, mid towards the end. And then the ending was good.
You could probably trim off maybe 15 minutes.
You could trim off about 45
minutes
off this
movie. Ending's amazing.
Yeah, the ending was great.
There's so many good bits in it.
Do you know what? I liked it. I really liked the cast. I liked how it was made. I love Tony Scott's the Scott-isms that I'm seeing now.
Like what? Yeah, give me this shit.
There's always typing on screen.
Yeah. And it gets worse as it goes on.
All this sort of stuff. I love all this. It's so 90s. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I would say if someone asked me, like you, for example, if you happened to ask me, what did I think of this movie?
I just did.
Theoretically, I would tell you
it's a good movie.
I liked it. But I wouldn't really be like, you have to watch it.
You gotta see it at least once.
I'm glad I've seen it, and I thought Will Smith was very good in it.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
If, hypothetically, you're flicking around TV. You're in a hotel room.
Okay.
And you're flicking around. You don't have anything, Netflix or anything like that. And you're flicking around TV, and it comes on.
Depends.
It comes on when he's on the ferry. And he's just about to meet Gabriel Byrne. Are you watching the rest of the movie? That's about an hour.
No, I'm not watching the rest of the movie.
What?
No, I wouldn't. I'd say, where is YouTube? Give me YouTube. I'll watch a video podcast.
Your brain.
No.
You're
frying your brain on movies.
You have no attention span.
I do for the things that I like. But I will say this: since I've in the last 5 years, I have zero attention span for something I don't. My tolerance for doing or watching or being somewhere that I don't want to be or watch or do is zero. You've closed
yourself off from the world.
What?
You've closed yourself off.
I'm open to very...
few things, yes.
No, I just don't like the same movies that you like.
You're like, no, I won't give it a chance.
Huge mountain middle ground in between these two things.
I don't mind if you don't like it, but you're like, no. I wouldn't. Give it a chance, like...
What?
Like...
Oh, I give it a chance now.
But like, you'd give it a chance because we're doing the show.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't give it a chance on your own.
If I liked it, I would give it a chance. If I liked what I saw up until then, I would give it a chance. But we just like different things in movies. YouTube is my go-to because I just like certain things. It's not sad.
It's sad.
It's not.
To me, it's sad.
Yeah, but we're different people. That's what's great about life is that we're different people. And you like certain things and I like certain things. And I like this movie.
I use YouTube a lot.
Do you?
Yes. But like...
price of premium's going up. Didn't like that. I'll tell you that.
Don't you? Well, that's the difference between you and me. You're a premium YouTuber.
Yeah.
I'm.
Thank you for saying that. As long as you're willing to admit that now.
When I say that, you
no,
pay...
No, you said it. You
pay
said
for
it.
You,
no, you just... No, you, no,
you,
no,
you pay
you
for
it.
You
premium YouTuber.
I do not. I'll sit through the ads.
Oh, crazy. Crazy.
I don't like it. Well, the idea of me paying for YouTube...
Mm.
Put a fucking...
But...
Oh.
You would pay for Now TV because you would use it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would pay for YouTube because that's what I would predominantly watch. Mm-hmm. And see, I think you have this view of YouTube as just everything being cheap shit. You know what I mean?
No, there's good stuff on it.
Anyway.
Hey, we're getting off
point.
Okay, so what do you think of Will Smith in the movie?
I thought he was excellent. Especially considering he's a comedy TV rapper who's not really had a lot of actor experience.
His first movie.
This was?
No. 6 Degrees of Separation is
right.
I
thought I shot this was his first movie.
This?
Yeah.
No.
He's been in a few things before this, was he?
He's in Bad Boys before this. He's in Men in Black before this. This is 98.
Oh, I'm getting my years all wrong.
See, it's almost like this is now this is the graduation of you've done Bad Boys, you've done Men in Black, you're a blockbuster guy, you've done Independence Day, right? You're a big blockbuster guy.
Yeah.
We're going to see, can you do it similar to Denzel in 95, where Denzel has won an Oscar, can you be the A-list movie star?
Yeah.
We'll put you up against Hackman and see how you do. And this one is you're the blockbuster guy, but can you now be the A-list actor?
Yeah.
We'll put you up against Hackman and see how you do.
He did well.
He did okay. I don't think you can keep up with him for a lot.
Do you think?
No, I think Hackman...
What is it that Hackman... I'm taking crazy bits here. What is it that Hackman's bringing where Will Smith is struggling to keep up?
Gravitas. Real... You believe everything Hackman does.
Isn't that the character as well?
Not really. What's the character?
His character's got a bit more gravitas. Will Smith's character is like a Will Smith character. You know?
But that's because Will Smith...
Actually, Gene Hackman's character is like a Gene Hackman character.
But like he brings it where you're like, oh, I believe this guy. Whereas with Will Smith, when Will Smith is shouting at Gene Hackman, you're like, I'm all you've got. You're all I've got.
Didn't like that part.
I'm like, yeah, man, you can't. It's, no. It's not like, whereas when Denzel is like, you know, and furthermore, you know, and they're just shouting over each other. And I'm like,
Denzel could hang.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Will Smith is not quite there yet.
No.
And I don't think
actually, I'm going through the whole movie thinking like, wow, what a great debut performance. Like, he hasn't been in a bunch of blockbusters before this.
He's made $100 million in his last three movies.
$90 million, and they're gambling it all on fucking
nobody, he's good in it. What I love about this movie, first of all, it's everything. I love the start of it.
Tell me what you think.
I just think it's so rewatchable. And it's like so precious. Well, like, you have John Voight, he was being fucking great.
He was the best thing about the movie.
He's really good.
I thought he was brilliant. He gave me more
than Hackman.
Like, where like, and it doesn't have to be all. I know Hackman's not like a big he can do subtle as well. But like John Voight's character
he's a bastard in it. Like, John Voight's a good bastard.
He's a great bastard. Yeah. I have to say, so like, brilliant bastard.
When you know, you have that opening scene with him and Jason Robards. Do you recognize him?
Nope.
Frank.
The old guy?
Yeah.
Is he the dad from Always Sunny?
No.
Is he like...
He's the dad from a movie that you watched on 1.5 speed at 7 in the morning.
Probably missed him.
Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible?
Magnolia.
How would I know?
How would you not? Because he looks, it's like a year later and he's dying in the bed and Tom Cruise is like, die, you old bastard.
Great scene.
Yeah, great.
And like, God, remember that scene? Unforgettable. Yeah.
So they fucking ice him in the first minute. Like,
poor dog.
Straight away you're in, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And you know something is up straight away when John Voight is just sitting in the car and being like, huh?
He grabs his arm and he tries to get up.
Yeah.
Are you blackmailing me?
Fucking good, man. And then you have like Barry Pepper, and Barry Pepper is the guy, the blonde of the three
goons.
Yeah, the three flat top blonde heads.
Yeah.
It's Barry Pepper, it's Scott Kahn, and it's Jake Busey.
Which one was the guy from Shasta McNasty?
That's Jake Busey.
Of course, he's a Busey, all right.
He's most definitely a Busey. Like, oh, crazy. so you got those guys on the like tech team, the tactical team, and then you got the tech heads. I actually forgot how much Jack Black is like elevated above the rest of the tech guys in this.
He is, but
he's really good in it. Like,
I thought Jack Black was a little bit like castrated in this movie, where it's like, I love 90s like scumbag Jack Black, you know what I mean, like where he's kind of like the, you know, not a good guy in movies, but it's like I know he's there, but it's like I felt like they cut right before his line every time.
I'm grateful that it isn't actually him being like, and the quarterback is toast, you know, like that works in Die Hard. But like, I'm glad that it's like Jack Black is like ultra professional in this.
He is very professional.
Pulling up now, got it already, coming to you already.
Loved how much tech stuff.
This was your guy. You said when you could be a character in a movie,
that'd be me.
Pulling it up right now.
It'd be Seth Green in this. Seth Green.
He's gone down to 15.
I love that. It's like, he's jumped to 15. Yeah. You know, whatever.
This guy's crazy.
I was like, and
Jamie Kennedy.
There was way more of that than I thought there would be.
Oh, that's what's great about it. Yeah. Is there's loads of it.
Do you know, I felt either there wasn't enough of something or there was too much of something. And I always say that a lot about things. The pieces didn't all fit together for me. I'm like, now this is probably my own ignorance of not getting it, but like, what was the point of Gabriel Byrne's character in this?
Gabriel Byrne worked for the NSA or whatever, so he was like,
he was pretending like, I'm on your side.
When he's like getting, remember like Gene Hackman is in the truck behind them, and he's like, hey man, he's like, shut up, look, I need some help here, blah blah blah. And he's like, he was like tricking him into telling him the secret that he didn't know he had. Like,
right,
you know?
Right.
So he pretended to be. But that's a great fake out, I think.
I was confused.
He takes a bug out of his shoe, but it's not the real bug. It's in the other shoe.
Right.
So it's like the NSA's tricks. They're all playing tricks on you.
I liked all that. Yeah. I liked all that sort of stuff. But here's the thing is, why was Gene Hackman there? Right.
Why was
Gene Hackman there? Why was he involved with Will Smith?
So because Gene Hackman is involved with Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, Lenny Kravitz's wife, mother to Zoe Kravitz. If you couldn't tell,
they're
fucking twins.
Identical, yeah. I thought I was like, when I seen your one from Creed, she's in that, right?
No. That's someone Tessa else? Thompson.
Racist.
You said it. But anyway, like, so she works with him and he gets like all the info. Like, you got that tape for, you know, for Tom Sizemore at the mob party with
fucking brilliant. Yeah. He was.
Can I tell you the best line ever written in any movie ever? He's like, you're going to jail at the end. He's like, know, you're going exactly to jail today. He's like, nobody's going to jail. He's like, the only person going to jail today is you for felonious cocksucking, motherfucker.
But what did he say? It's like felonious cocksucking and swallowing
copious amounts.
I did. You know what? I actually
felonious cocksucker.
I was like, that is such a great line.
Felonious cocksucking is like brilliant.
For felonious cocksucking.
But like, think about, it's 5 years after True Romance.
Mm.
It's 2 years after Heat. We will get to Heat on the podcast. But like, if you don't watch it. If you see him in Heat, you're like, oh, he's kind of like thin and menacing.
Yeah.
And you see him in this, he's like, it's been a rough 3 years or whatever. Like, you know, he's a fucking balloon ready to pop.
He was like that though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he
had his troubles.
He did have his troubles.
Yeah.
But he's great. He's great in this.
He was possibly my favorite character in this.
He's a perfect one. But that's the thing with like these Scott movies. Around this time as well, it's like you had these rogues gallery of actors that you could just plug and play.
Literally recognized everyone.
It's brilliant.
Every single person.
It's so fucking good.
Every extra, every little
one. Do you recognize James LaGross?
No, don't know who that is.
He was the guy that was like working with Will Smith. He was rowing with him.
Oh no,
he's great, but he's another one that's like, he's in Justified.
That guy.
He's in he was in Friends.
Oh, who was he in Friends? He was like, from that.
It was one of the later series of Friends where it's like Phoebe thinks she's meeting her soulmate because she's like, he goes to the same dry cleaner as her and all this stuff, and then they have the date, and it's like he's like, I have a PhD because he said like a bunch of stuff to turn her off.
Pretty,
yeah. Yeah,
you see the guy's like, and those breasts.
And then like she meets Alec Baldwin, he's the one that she's supposed to, you know,
brilliant.
But it's just, and like Carlo from The Sopranos is there.
Yeah,
Beansy is there. You know, in the mob. You know, Beansy from The Sopranos.
I know, I can't.
The guy that Richie Aprile runs over with his car and gets him put in the wheelchair.
Oh, Beansy.
Yeah, Beansy. just great. I don't think it's too complicated, the movie. Gene Hackman is there because he marks the mailbox and that sets up the meet.
Yeah.
And then he's watching him on the boat and he realizes that he's brought the NSA along with him.
Yeah, right.
You know, and...
I felt like they just did too much.
I don't think so at all.
There was something... And I was watching it properly and like even got Disney Plus...
$3.99 a month.
Yeah, no, I couldn't argue with that. Yeah.
I tell you what, I was looking at it yesterday. Disney Plus, if you want a cavalcade of 90s action movies, they're all there.
Yeah.
Like, I had it on this and like suggested, and it was like Die Hard. And it's like, clicked on that. Like, all the Die Hards there. And it's like, you know, basically anything fucking Tony Scott or Jerry Bruckheimer did
is there. Do you think Disney is the best streaming platform?
For certain things, I watch a lot of stuff on Disney Plus. Like kids stuff, obviously.
Yeah,
the great amount of kids stuff there. But like then that Star thing has fucking it does have everything. Loads. And then it, like the latest Yorgos Lanthimos movie is just sitting there waiting for me, and I'm
really
like, yeah. I'm like, I can't wait.
Yorgos, whatever.
He's Greek. Yorgos the Greek.
Yeah. Do you know what I have to say about Disney as well? Is that they probably have. Mickey? They probably have
I'm listening.
the best brand, I think they have the best brand in the world, in the sense that, like, when I, even me as a near 40 year old man, when I see the Disney writing, or even when it's the Disney Plus loads up and it's got the boom, yeah, that especially, but just even the start of Disney Plus, I'm like, ah, I'm in safe hands here.
A lot of good stuff.
I'm in the Disney world. You know what I mean? There's so, no other brand gives me
they've
that.
They've bought everything.
I mean, I know they're probably as evil as they come.
Yeah, but, more than anybody, I'd say. Yeah, they bought Lucas. They bought, you know.
I just feel secure and safe when I'm watching it. You know, I'm overplaying.
Well, I'm glad you got Disney Plus, because the next two are on Disney Plus as well.
Are they?
They're all there. Man on Fire and Unstoppable are right there.
Two Denzels.
Yeah. Great movie. This we haven't really, like, the plot is, you know, Jason Lee gets fucking pancaked by.
Where is he?
This is prime Jason Lee as well.
Yeah,
this
is
like, this is like pre Dogma, you know.
Good movie.
Yeah, good movie. Pre Dogma, but you're just coming off like Chasing Amy, Mallrats, yeah, that stuff. Pre TV, so, like, you know,
My Name Is Earl. And
yeah,
stuff.
I think he kind of, they tried him as a leading man post Vanilla Sky. There's one movie called, it was like a gross out comedy where he meets he's a straight laced guy and he meets like a bit of a crazy chick. I can't remember the name of it, but it has like stuff. He's meeting the father and meeting the in-laws, and he takes like a giant shit in the toilet or something.
Oh, one of them.
But it didn't really play.
What is it? Can I ask you? I know we're kind of not specific about the movie, but like, what is it about, like, he could be a leading, like, I mean, like, he could have a role that's like a leading man role. He could act it very well, and he could do.
He doesn't have it, though.
What is? But like, is that a, like, what is it? You know what I mean? Is it?
Tom Cruise has it.
Oh, like, yeah,
great.
He's got enough for 10 people.
Here's the best. Like, Will Smith in this, right?
I think Will Smith has it.
Yes, yeah, there's two people that could perform the role of a lawyer, but also somebody who could outrun NSA agents, yeah, in a fucking turnpike, or, you know.
And Tom Cruise, one of them?
Yeah, Tom Cruise and Will Smith. It's a short list.
Yeah.
It's a short list. You know what I mean?
It's true, though, right?
Like, Gene Hackman, I know you don't see it. He has it.
Yeah.
He has a gravitas. He has an aura about him in everything he does. Like, go back. Like, there's a movie called The Conversation.
Yeah.
Made in the 70s. Made in between Godfathers. Francis Ford Coppola made it. He plays a guy in it called Harry, who is a sweeper. He listens for bugs. He bugs people, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the theory is, or, you know, the thing they love to do is, like, that's his character. Brill is his character. 20 years later. That kind of thing. It's like the unofficial sequel. It's like the movies could not be further apart.
Right.
But it's nice to think about.
Yeah.
But you're like, you believe it. You believe him as everybody he ever is. And all the best actors, you believe them. And Jason Lee, he's not a believable leading man. You know, a lot of these people in it, like Jake Busey, Seth Green.
Yeah.
Jack Black kind of is, in certain roles, a believable leading man.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, that, like, doesn't mean there's no place for them.
Yeah.
But they have to have their place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and the movies
I'm fascinated by what it is, though. You know what I mean? Like, what it, like,
it's hard to quantify. You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like chemistry or something. Like, yeah. Personally, I thought Will Smith and Gene Hackman actually had quite good chemistry.
Yeah, they're good.
But, like,
we can't.
What is that? Like, how do we know, like, whereas Bruce Willis and
Damon
Wayans in The Last Boy Scout had negative 100 chemistry?
Bruce Willis.
What is it, though?
Bruce Willis had more chemistry with fucking the Alessandro than he did.
But, like, we could be
we've got chemistry.
This is what the show. We could be great chemistry. But, like, we could, if we were acting, say what we're saying right now is in a movie and someone's watching us in a movie, like, what is it about
it's chemistry
that we're like, is it a little look that we give each other that, like, you're like, it, oh, they got good chemistry.
I think it's, or is it's, it, it's believable. You believe that we might be friends
yeah, in
you
real life.
Believe in this movie, you believe that Will Smith and Regina Hall are a married couple. You believe because she's good and he's good and it doesn't feel forced, and you believe that, yeah, Will Smith, of course he would have had an affair with Lisa Bonet,
yeah,
because she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
But you believe, and even their interactions, you believe it.
Do you know, like, when I first seen who was Will Smith's wife, I honestly, my thought was like, huh, they went with her. Yeah. And then by about 15 minutes later, I'm like,
it evaporates.
Yeah, I was like, she's actually the perfect. Yeah. The perfect
she's such
cast.
A good actress.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so, and, but she could, you know.
Very believable.
It's
as
not
his
like
wife.
It's like if you put Halle Berry in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a different thing.
I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, you know. Whereas when you hear her talk about Reddit, she would have been left wing Reddit head. Like,
but like overall, I did like it. I would say if you're asking,
you give me a rating.
I would give it a 7.5.
Okay.
10. So good movie. Someone asked me, "Oh, I just seen Enemy of the State." Yeah, it's good.
Watch it. You will enjoy it.
I wouldn't go that far. I'd say, yeah, it's good.
You wouldn't enjoy it?
No, but I wouldn't say, watch it.
Yeah. If you've never seen it, I would tell somebody to watch this movie.
I don't think it would pass the test that I would say, I watch it. No, it is good. Watch it.
Ah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that.
I would.
Like, I would give it Crimson a 9. Tide. I'm telling everyone, yeah. Crimson Tide's brilliant.
Because it's brilliant. It's a 10 out of 10 movie. It's
If
you listen back to the episode, I said it would quite slip into my top 10 movies of all time.
Yeah.
Any given day.
Someone on Twitter said that I always mirror what they're thinking in terms of like too long or boring or whatever like that, right?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
You don't even post on Twitter.
I got my DMs, my sources. He follows the pod.
My little birds.
but I even to him, I was like, to be fair, I said Crimson Tide is a fucking banger. I said Terry was dead on with Crimson Tide.
He's dead on most times. Especially when it comes to this... To populist movies.
This series you were dead on. The Mission Impossible series you were dead on. I think before that was PTA, was it?
PTA was before. No, we did 90-minute movies.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was to placate you.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember those days? And before I even watched it, I only started watching it yesterday, this movie, but I was like, what's the runtime? Like, this is 98, Will Smith, Gene Hackman. Like, it's going to be what, 98 minutes, I expect.
It should be 2 hours, I think, or 150.
You know,
there's a little bit of stuff you can trim off.
Yeah.
Skyler White shows up as...
Yeah, as Skyler White.
Holding John Voight's nuts in a vice. Like,
she's kind of not needed in this. Yeah, she brought nothing. I mean, she did her bit fine, but the character...
You know, it gives a bit of character development in that, like, it's obviously his second wife. And like, he's a cranky old bastard that has a young child.
I thought that was his grandchild.
No, that's his daughter.
All right.
Yeah, and he's like,
make him an arsehole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, there's a lot of that stuff. Who would you give Ed Harris Award for Excellence in Acting to?
For Excellence in Acting? That's a good question. I got to give it to John Voight.
Okay.
I thought John Voight was fantastic in it. And he was such a bastard. Yeah. And he just looked at, and I've seen John Voight in roles, and he normally does play the bad guy and stuff because he's got that. But this is the first time where I was really like, oh shit, John Voight's here. You know, like whenever he showed up to a scene. So
I'm going to go with Gene Hackman. I'm a Hackman, of course. The Daniel Day-Lewis Peach Tree Dance Award for Best Line Reading.
Which you can now get in... On a t-shirt, folks.
Yeah, should have plugged it on the main feed.
Is there? Yeah, they know.
Should have plugged it on the main feed. Buy t-shirts. Next time I'm recording, I could be rocking one. Put it that way, depending on how quickly they deliver.
Not that fast.
Best
line reading, yeah. Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, it's only one
guy. I'm annoyed. I can't think of the second bit. It's like, felonious cock sucking with intent to swallow. Or it was
something like that.
It was like, something like that. I was like, yeah.
So I was pissing myself. And just the delivery, because he's like, you're going to prison. He's like, the only one going to prison is you for felonious cock sucking.
Great stuff.
Nobody could deliver it like that. That's the one. I've a new award.
Oh.
That we're bringing in.
Okay.
Okay. The bulldog from Frasier seen stealing. award.
The bulldog from Frasier seen stealing.
So it's the award. And then the quotes bulldog from Frasier award for
remarkably niche.
Yeah, but we can use it then when somebody else comes in and it's like, it's the bulldog from Frasier award because he's in this movie for like a minute and he's fucking deadly. He's like he's cutting John Voight down to size.
So are we giving the criteria for like someone who didn't have a lot to do but
comes in for one scene? It has to be one scene.
One scene.
Now it won't have to be every time. You know, it won't have to be every movie because sometimes that criteria is not met.
Yeah, okay.
But for this movie, it's Bulldog from Frasier.
Because I think Gabriel Byrne.
He's in more than one scene, though. Because he's in the bathroom.
He's in it for 2 minutes.
They're in the car. I'm talking one scene.
Oh, one literal scene.
Yeah.
Well, he's the only one,
it's
really.
Bulldog from Frasier. This is the inaugural Bulldog from Frasier award.
This is mental. You understand that, right? This is
for
mental.
Best. I'll word it better. For like
scenes.
Yeah.
The quick fire.
No. It's like for scene stealing. I'll get there.
Yeah.
I'll by next time I'll have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Otherwise, we're gonna wrap up. Jeez, time. thanks so much for supporting the podcast here on the Patreon. I will have a poll up by next episode.
Ooh.
So you can choose what our next miniseries is going to be.
Are they going to choose, or are they going to choose?
They're going to choose. I'm going to give them four options, because we're doing a category next time.
So you're going to give the four categories.
Genre or whatever, like, you know. And I'm going to tell them what they can expect in each one.
Now, folks, if I'm not talking to you by the time you see this poll, please do me a solid.
They're all good.
Do me a solid. Just purely judge it on the runtime.
Do you want a peek? Do you want a peek what the categories are going to be?
Yeah.
All right. They're going to be... And then I might change my mind, but... what I have nailed down is heists.
Okay.
Sport. Movies about LA.
Ooh.
And maybe music.
Interesting. Yeah. They're all very different.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you which one... But a few of them appeal to me.
They all are good choices.
Yeah, pretty good. Okay.
So the poll will be live soon.
Think about it, guys. How many movies on each one?
Eight.
All right.
Eight is enough.
Can I put a little proviso in there?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Nothing over 2.5 hours.
No.
You can't at this stage in the game be throwing 2.5 hour movies.
Heist movies, right? What's the best heist movie of all time?
Ocean's 12.
I mean, Ocean's 12 is a good movie.
Is it?
It's a good movie. A yeah. 13 would be, or like Ocean's 8, you should have said.
That's
the girl
movie.
I was
trying to go for the flop.
That's
one.
The girl movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ocean's 12.
Therefore, by
one.
Definition, the worst one.
Well, you said it.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, well.
But like the best heist movie of all time? Stars.
Escape?
Stars. Escape's a prison movie.
I don't fucking know.
Stars Al Pacino, Robert De Niro.
Heat?
Yeah.
Fine, Heat's fine because I want to see that.
So you fly by
De Niro, Pacino.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a zipper.
And Sizemore. And Kilmer.
I expected this movie to be a zipper.
It kind of does zip.
It kind of drags. Winds his heels.
No, winds up for the first 45, and then you're downhill.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Behind the paywall, you get the big L from me. I love you.
Big huge L from me. As always, guys, thank you so much for the support and for the questions on the main feed. Enjoyed doing that one. Enjoyed this one. And
next time, we get one of my all-time, probably my favorite Man on a Mission movie ever made. It's Man on Fire. Boom, down, 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 boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
What are you doing?
I hear the train. Look at us. That's not even
that's
ring of
fire.
That's not even right. Yeah. Forget it.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.